USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the president of the EU to discuss a fairer trade deal. Now, after that meeting, the president addressed the media.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you. We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal. And the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans. They're a tremendous market. Buy a lot of soybeans from our farmers.
Also today in Washington, President Trump said he would not host Russian President Vladimir Putin in Washington until 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An automaker's highly revered CEO passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Sergio Marchionne died on Wednesday morning. He was the executive who brought Fiat and Chrysler back from near collapse. He joined Fiat in 2004, leading the Turin-based company's merger with then-bankrupt Chrysler. Then he built the dysfunctional companies into the world's seventh-largest automaker. Marchionne had surgery for a shoulder problem about 3 weeks ago in Switzerland, and word is he died of subsequent complications. He was 66. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup survey showed that 1 in 4 adults want to completely ban smoking in the United States, and 59% want to see smoking banned in all public places. Gallup also noted that overall Americans do remain largely opposed to a total ban on smoking, but support has edged upward, particularly over the past few years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Bipartisan support is building in the Senate to slap some more sanctions on Russia in wake of President Trump's meeting last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, he joined Fox News earlier today to talk about President Trump's meeting last week with the Russian president and what we're going to be able to find out from that and what we can learn from it.
Look, I think the summit, as I said already before, okay, I don't think it went out very well for the administration and the perception that it left after that first meeting. But then there's rhetoric and words, and then there's action, the policies. And I think so far you could say that while I may not necessarily agree with all the words that the president used in Helsinki, his policies on Russia, if we want to be fair, have been stronger than the previous administration and frankly any administration since the end of the Cold War in dealing with Putin's hostilities. So I'm more interested in policies. You know, I don't, Mike Pompeo wasn't the one standing in Helsinki, and at the end of the day, he's in charge of implementing the administration's policies through the State Department. And that's what I'm going to focus on, are policies. What are we doing to deter the next attack in 2018 if Putin decides to interfere in our elections or in any other year in the future? What are we doing about NATO and Crimea? What are we doing about ISIS and the talks with North Korea and the like? Those are the things I hope we'll focus on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and finally one winning ticket was sold with the correct numbers in last night's Mega Millions jackpot. That person or persons will take home $522 million or a one-time cash option of $308 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.